Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the Senate Ag Committee moving the Farm Bill. Allison Rivera of NCBA weighs in just a moment.
In the race for governor, who can you trust to lead Oklahoma forward and protect our conservative values and way of life? The Oklahoma Farm Bureau has made their selection, and they strongly endorse Todd Lamb for governor. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau says Todd Lamb values the needs of Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. And Todd Lamb will stand up for agriculture and rural Oklahoma. Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. On Tuesday, June 26th, vote for Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The Senate Agriculture Committee version of a 2018 Farm Bill was deliberately crafted to be a bipartisan bill, a boring bill, as described by some within the Washington, D.C. Beltway. Allison Rivera with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office says that there are some things in that measure that are very, very positive for the cattle industry.
Absolutely. So when we took a look at this bill at the end of last week, we were pleased to see permanent authorization of a vaccine bank with priority given to foot and mouth disease. We were a little bit disappointed not to see any funding attached to it, but happy to see permanent authorization that shows the support for the bank. Comments were made today in the committee by Senator Hoven recognizing the need for that bank, and so we are appreciative of that, as well as a little bit of increased funding for EQIP and some flexibility on haying and grazing on CRP lands during times of emergencies like we're seeing with the wildfires and the drought across the country. So there were a few items in there that NCBA has been pushing for, and we were pleased to see those in the package.
As for the Senate version of the Farm Bill, Allison, what about the path forward?
I think the positives today were that the markup started at 9:30 and it was over by noon, was, you know, passed positively out of the committee, which again puts us further down the path of getting a Farm Bill by September 30th. The Senator McConnell was at the markup today, which was great to see, and he did mention that he would like to get this bill onto the floor before the July 4th recess. That is absolutely a positive in our minds.
And it was almost unanimous. Only Senator Charles Grassley, the Republican senator from Iowa, refusing to vote for the Senate Ag Committee markup of a 2018 Farm Bill. Allison, what are you hearing at this point regarding getting back on track on the House side of Capitol Hill?
You know, the hope is that the House will bring up the bill again next week. They've been in conversations to get the bill on the floor next week and hopefully get it passed. At the end of the day, we need the House to move forward. The Senate is moving. We want to continue to see that momentum. We want to get to conference committee so we can work out some of the kinks. There's obviously a lot of differences between the two bills, one being bipartisan, the other not as much. And so there's obviously some work to do. NCBA is ready to get the work going, and we got to do it before that September 30th deadline.
And Allison, for our cattle producers that are listening right now, what's your advice in regards to staying in contact with your member of Congress regarding getting this farm bill done?
I think the best example of this are the field hearings that were held previous to both of these markups on the House and Senate side. Watching those hearings and listening to them, constituents continued to bring up to members the need for the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. And I think you've seen a culmination of those comments and that pressure from the countryside, which has led us to the language being in both the House and Senate bill. So, remember to reach out to your members of Congress, and the simple reminder of we've got to get a farm bill done before September 30th. I think that's probably the biggest talking point, asking these members to come together, both House and Senate, to find some common ground so that at the end of the day, we can get this bill done.
Thanks, Allison. Allison Rivera of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.